This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos has won this year's Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to end the 52-year conflict with the Marxist FARC rebels. It was seen as a surprise choice after Colombians narrowly voted in a referendum last week to reject the peace deal signed by Santos and the rebels. Colombia's Catholic Church played a key role as a mediator between the two sides during the long-running peace negotiations and has been at the forefront of trying to promote reconciliation. Ulrike Beck is the Colombia Program Officer for the Catholic Aid Agency, CAFOD, and has just returned from a three-week visit to Colombia. She spoke to me earlier about her reaction to President Santos being awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
I think it's a clear sign that the international community continues to support the efforts towards finding peace for Colombia. Colombia has been going on with this armed conflict for more than 50 years, causing millions of people forced displaced. More than 6 million people were forced to flee their homes. Tens of thousands have been killed in the context of the armed conflict. And I think it really is a recognition of the international community of the efforts that many, many people, including the Catholic Church and our partners in Colombia, have undertaken towards achieving peace and ending this bloody conflict.
You've just returned from a three-week visit to Colombia. How did you find the mood of the people, especially in rural Colombia, which, of course, bore the brunt of that 52-year war, after the peace deal was signed and before, of course, the referendum rejected it?
Well, our partners have very deep concerns about the situation for the victims of the armed conflict. Many of those victims have turned into survivors and human rights defenders themselves, defending the rights of their communities who have so badly been affected by the armed conflict. And Colombia has a historic bad situation for human rights defenders, and that has turned worse in recent months and years. Since the peace agreement was reached in late August, more than 22 human rights defenders have been killed in just 1 month, and that's an increase to before, when it was 35 human rights defenders killed in the first 6 months of this year. So the situation for human rights defenders is increasingly worsening, and that is a concern. And those especially targeted are those working for peace, those working on land and environmental issues, and that is also something that will be important in the transformation of the conflict, because people are talking about finding territorial peace.
Did you find that there was a fairly widespread support for the peace deal when you were travelling throughout the country, or did you find it was split down the middle as the referendum would seem to suggest?
When I was in Colombia in this last month and even last week, I was hearing all kinds of opinion. It wasn't a very easy vote, but also there were massive rallies in support of the peace. And that is something that's happened over the years repeatedly. Some of our partners were doing a very big march on the main square in Bogota while I was there supporting the peace agreement. And we've seen that also since the ballot results came out. The students have taken the streets, grassroots organizations, victims, and there's a very strong call for the peace to advance and for the government and the FARC guerrilla to find solution to bring peace towards Colombia. So it's a really strong rally for peace, and there is a need for reconciliation, and it's really welcome that there is this willingness of all parties to continue negotiating, and CAFOD and our partners will continue to support these efforts.
Do you think, though, that now in the wake of President Santos being awarded the Peace Prize, that it will get that badly needed fresh momentum and, of course, will boost the political will to reach a new deal that would be perhaps more acceptable?
I think this Nobel Prize is a very strong push toward Colombia, towards achieving peace, and I'm sure it will support the Colombians in finding that peace that everyone really wants in Colombia.
And I was speaking there to Ulrike Beck, the Colombia Program Officer for the Catholic Aid Agency, CAFOD.